Hachette Audio presents The Sasquatch Escape, The Imaginary Veterinary, Book 1, written by Suzanne Selfors, read by Brian Kennedy, with a Mac and PC-compatible PDF of illustrations by Dan Sandpat.
To Sasquatches Everywhere. 1. Storybird. The weird shadow swept across the sky. Ben blinked once, twice, three times, just in case an eyelash had drifted onto his eyeball. But it wasn't an eyelash. Something was moving between the clouds. Something with an enormous wingspan and a long tail. Ben pressed his nose to the passenger window. Grandpa, did you see that?
So, you've got a voice after all, his grandfather said. I was beginning to think you'd swallowed your tongue.
Benjamin Silverstein, age 10, had not swallowed his tongue. But it was true that he hadn't spoken since being picked up at the airport. He'd shrugged when his grandfather had asked,
How was your flight?
He'd nodded when his grandfather had asked,
Are you hungry?
He'd looked away when his grandfather had said,
I bet you miss your parents.
But not a single word had come out of Ben. After a while, his grandfather had stopped talking, and they'd driven down the lonely two-lane highway in silence. There'd been nothing interesting to look at. No houses, or gas stations, or billboards. Just trees. Lots and lots of trees. But then the shape had appeared, circling and swooping like a wind.